Witnesses told investigators that wind appeared to push the 1959 de Havilland Beaver to the right as it touched down at the seaplane base near Metlakatla. It skipped like a stone before one of its floats dug into the water, causing the plane to overturn and partially sink. Clint Johnson heads the Alaska Regional Office of the National Transportation Safety Board. He says investigators spoke to witnesses, employees of the Ketchikan-based airline, and did their best to piece together what happened on May 20th, 2019.
We look at three main areas. We always say it, man, machine, environment. Man being the human portion, the human interaction. Machine being the mechanical portion, did something break? And then in this case, the environment, which is obviously wind conditions.
Investigators didn't turn up any mechanical issues with the aircraft, but TAC-1 employees tasked with training new pilots reportedly told investigators that winds near Metlakatla can be, quote, unpredictable and challenging, end quote. The report says that as the Beaver came in on approach to Metlakatla, the wind rapidly shifted directions in under a minute. That turned a 6-knot headwind into a 7-knot tailwind. Investigators say supervising pilots told them TAC-1 did not teach or advise tailwind landings because of the risks involved. That's because, according to the report, the faster the landing, the higher the risk of nosing over. The pilot, 51-year-old Ron Rash of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, didn't have much Alaska flying experience. He had just completed training about 2.5 weeks before the crash and had logged 22 hours on that kind of aircraft, according to the report. Also killed was 31-year-old passenger Sarah Luna. She was a visiting epidemiologist employed by the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium in Anchorage. This TAC-1 Air incident was one of four crashes near Ketchikan in the summer of 2019, all but one of which were deadly, and it was TAC-1 Air's second fatal crash that summer. TAC-1 Air did not respond to requests for comment by phone or email on Thursday. The Ketchikan-based air carrier has since resumed flying both cargo and passengers in the southern panhandle.
Obviously, 2019 was a tough year for float planes. There's no way around that.
That's the NTSB's Clint Johnson again.
But, hopefully looking forward, we're going to try and make things a little better. Learn from our mistakes as an industry, not as an operator, but as an industry. And hopefully we learn from those mistakes.
Johnson says he expects the agency's final report, which will likely determine a probable cause for the crash, to be released later this spring. There's a link to the NTSB's factual report and other documents with this story at krbd.org. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Eric Stone.